Hello, class. We're going to continue our lesson on honor, and specifically we're going to be talking about loyalty again, but we're also going to be looking at the importance of being a good steward, how stewards should be found faithful. We're going to have a brief word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the lesson because we have a lot of scriptures we want to cover today. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing by your Spirit. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for this class session. We thank you for ever-increasing Word Training Center. We thank you for our apostle, Lord, and for the anointing that's on his life. And I trust, Lord God, that my class complements the apostles' class, Lord God, showing people how to properly sow honor and how to live honorable lives and be examples for others in the body so that, Lord God, honor can be perpetuated from one member to the next until we are an alliance of honorable men serving God and living and flowing in the abundance of grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, I'm going to start by reading a verse of scripture in the Bible, and it's something that we've read before, but I want to reiterate some things on it. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 12. In 1 Corinthians 4 and 12, it says, "Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God." So let a man so account of us as the ministers. We are ministers of Christ and stewards. And we're going to give a definition of stewards later on, of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required for a steward that steward be found faithful. All right. Let me just give you a brief definition of a steward, and we'll get more into it as the class moves on. A steward, a person who manages another's property or God's kingdom or God's house. One who administers anything as an agent of another. So when God gives you an assignment, you become a steward of when I say God, I'm going to say through your pastor or through your apostle. When you're given an assignment, you've been given some stewardship accountability to uphold or to carry out that assignment. And it says, let a steward, someone who is a steward, that steward be found faithful. And when you walk in stewardship like that, that's an honorable thing. When I say honorable, you want your stewardship to be honorable. Amen. With that in mind, I'm going to read some scriptures, and we're going to be reading a lot of scriptures, so my head's going to be down a lot in the Bible. But I want to share some pertinent things. When I was studying for the lesson, I was going to continue on areas of dishonor, those eight stages. But the Lord arrested me, and he wanted me to deal more from some scriptures here in the Word of God that illustrates how important every member of the body of Christ is. With that said, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to be looking at verse 4. We're going to be skipping around in chapter 12, but we'll start off at verse 4. It says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are differences, or there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." Verse 7. "But the administration of the gift of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." So the administration of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, so that everybody will profit. "For to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, and to another the same Spirit." I'm sorry, let me reverse 8 again. "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Verse 9, "to another faith," to another, the same Spirit. Verse 9, "to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another diversities of tongues, and to another the interpretations of tongues." Okay, now verse 11. "All these work it that one and the same self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. So God graces each individual with different gifts, different talents, and different ability. And they're all for the body of Christ to profit with all. And when you're operating in your God-given gift, your God-given talent, you want to bring honor to God. And one of the things I need to bring out firsthand is that every gift, every talent in the body of Christ, every office that you may hold, whether it's working in the nursery, whether it's a parking lot attendant, whether it's an usher, whether you sing on the praise team, God will grace you with the talent, the ability, the anointing you need to carry out your assignment. And when you do so, you want to do it with honor. But one of the things the Lord was pointing out to me is how important it is for you to recognize that there's no little gift, no little assignment, no little stewardship in the body of Christ. Every gift, every talent, every ability, every assignment is vital to the working of the ministry going smoothly. Now let's continue in verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body being many are one body, so also is Christ. So imagine Christ being a complete body. Hands, head, torso, you know, legs, feet, arms, you know, all of this make up one body. Every person in that body, you might be a finger, you might be a leg, you might be a toe, you might be the torso, you know, Jesus is the head. He's the head of the church. And the Bible talks about how the government is upon his shoulders. And then he has offices in the body of Christ: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers. And then there's governments, there's all kind of different workings in the ministry. So let's move on. Verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and having been all made to drink into one Spirit. Okay? For the body is not one, but many. Every person makes up the body of Christ. And going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 and 3, let us account of us, and you know, because we're the body of Christ, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery. So God has given us that opportunity to be ministers of the mysteries of God. You know, the divine secrets, you know, that God, and a lot of it flows, well, not a lot of it, all of it flows down from the head all the way down to every member of the body of Christ. So it's our responsibility to take our portion of those mysteries, those hidden secrets. And what I mean by that, the gifts, the talents, the things you impart into other people that you have received from the head, for you to take now that ability and use it in your assignment for God's glory. Amen. All right, so let me continue on. Verse 14 says, for the body is not one member but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body, is it therefore not the body? No. The foot is a very vital member of your body. I remember when I played basketball, in one incident I broke my ankle, and it affected my whole body. I was a very prolific jumper when I was in high school. You know, had close to a 40-inch vertical leap. But once I injured my foot, I was not nearly as effective. Rebounding, shooting, you know, it affected me. Even in college, I injured it again. I had some complications, you know, and I wasn't able to function as a complete total person because one part of my body was injured. So I'm saying that to say that every member of the body of Christ, no matter where you are, no matter what your assignment is, you are vital to God. And it's so very important that as a steward of the mysteries of God, that we carry out our assignments and recognize the importance of our assignments and the position and the gifts that God has given us, so that we can bring honor to God and honor to ourselves. Let me move on. Verse 16. If the ear shall say, because I am not an, if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is there, let me read 16 again. If the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No, the ear and the eye are both vital members of the body. Without your hearing, you can't hear. You without the hearing God, you won't have proper discernment. Without seeing, you won't see properly. You won't see into the spirit properly. You know, our hearing and our seeing spiritually is different from the world seeing and hearing. They hear naturally, they see naturally. But we can have discernment by hearing the voice of God and seeing into the spirit realm and seeing the plan and the purpose of God. God will divinely open our eyes and show us things. You know, this morning when I was studying for my lesson, I was going to continue on. But the Lord began to say, no, I want you to dig more into the importance of each member understanding how crucial a role and how vital it is that we celebrate each and every avenue or each and every part of the body, because every member has a vital role in the body of Christ. All right, let me move on. I'm going to skip down to verse 18. But now had God set members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. Now, that's very important because, see, God has set each and every person. You've been set by God to, and you see, God graces you with gifts, talents, and abilities so that you can undergird your man of God. God will place you under an anointing, under an apostle, under who should be under a pastor, an apostle, and the pastor should be under that apostle, and then evangelists, you know, teachers and what have you fall in line and in rank according to their gifting and their talents and their abilities. But no one individual takes all the glory, because the only person, listen up, the only person that gets the glory is God. Amen. All right. So let me move on. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but yet one body. We have many people in the body of Christ, but it makes up one complete body. Okay. Verse 21. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Verse 22. Nay, much more. Now, this is important. Nay, much more. In other words, no, much more. Those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Those things you might feel that aren't that important, those are the parts that really need to be emphasized the most, because they're very necessary. You know, one of the things I had to learn coming up as a man of God, coming up an apostle and fulfilling my assignment, is that even though in the early years when I first joined the church, became a part of prison ministry, I was in the school of ministry just like you are today. Right after I graduated, as I stated, I got put into prison ministry. Nobody would ever see what I was doing because I was inside the prison. You know, yet people were getting saved. People were getting delivered, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. The word of God was coming forth. The ministry, the prison ministry was blossom. But, you know, I was more or less kind of like Moses on the backside of the mountain. And because you're not in the forefront, remember one thing I shared with you years ago, when I was in college, the Lord said, you're not going to always be up on the stage in the forefront. But don't think that's a lesser assignment. I'll never forget when the Lord spoke to me when he said that, because every part of the body is needful. As it says here, nay, much more those members which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Verse 23, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 23. Now, these members of the body which we think are less honorable. Now, listen up. This is where the honor comes in. Verse 23. And these members of the body which we think are to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. So whatever your gift, your talent, your ability is, your assignment is, if you think it's less, you know, a less comely or less desirable position, no, 1,000 times no. That assignment is so much the more honorable, amen, because it takes each and every person to fulfill their purpose. You know, I've had people tell me who came to Word of Life for the first time, didn't know what to expect, but when they drove up in the parking lot and the parking lot attendant raised his hand and told him, you got a spot there for you. When they got out the car, someone else, a parking lot attendant, you know, kind of showed them the front doors here. Welcome to Word of Life Christian Center. It's a beautiful day. I'm glad you were able to make it, you know. And then when they got to the front door, somebody opened the door for them. Usher escorted them down the aisle and found a seat for them. They said they felt so welcome. You know, before they even sat down in the chair, they felt welcome. They felt important because they were being stewarded by people who were entrusted to do various jobs and various roles to help make their transition from the car into the building smoothly, where they didn't have to be walking around trying to find a seat, you know. And then once they got in there and the service started, the praise and worship team got up and started singing songs and brought everybody into one accord. And they just felt the presence of God. So there was nothing to hinder them from receiving from God. The pastor hadn't even got up yet. Apostle still in the back, you know, praying in the Holy Spirit, you know. But the atmosphere is already being set by the what you might consider the feeble members of the body of Christ. But they were the ones who made the big impact. So when the word would come, they was ready. They was ready to receive the word. You know, so if you don't get anything from this teaching, you want to take away how important your assignment is. Don't let go of your assignment. It is vital. It is very important. Okay, let me move on. Verse 24. For our comely parts have no need. And that's what the scripture says. But God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. In other words, you think it's a lack, but it's really not. You know, God gives you more abundant honor for the little things that you think might be insignificant. More abundant honor is given. So never feel like your assignment is petty, because it's not. I remember years ago, and I've probably shared this, and I'm checking my time to see where I'm at. Good. We went to lunch with a pastor and his wife, who at the time was following Apostle. And the lady looked at me and my wife and asked, what do you guys do in the ministry at Word of Life? And I answered, you know, not thinking and just being honest, but not putting the emphasis on what I do as being important. Oh, we're just in the ministry of helps. Both her and her husband stopped and looked at me and says, no, you're not just in the ministry of helps. Don't look at you just being in the ministry of helps as being something feeble, something small. You're playing a vital role in the ministry, you know. And from that day on, I took a different aspect to my assignment because of these scriptures. And because of God giving me revelation, how every portion of the body of Christ, how we're so needful, because there's honor given. And we just read that. Let's go back to the scriptures right now. It says, verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Verse 25, that there should be no schism. Listen, the schism means division, okay? There's no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one to another. Same care, you know. Everybody, you know, just think about when you were, well, right now you should be at your best. But, you know, when you're 16, 17 years old, you're healthy, no aches, no pains, and every part of your body is functioning. You're just, you feel like you can conquer the world. And basically, you're as young as you think you are, you know. And as we eat properly, we're getting ourselves in shape. And tomorrow, I'm planning on going on about a 20-mile bike ride. So, you know, I know, hey, my body is up for it. But the point I want to bring out to is that when every part of your body, your legs, your arms, your feet, everything is working, operating properly, you feel like $1,000 or $1,000,000. You know, you can do anything, you know. But every member has a vital part in the functioning of your body. Your lungs have to be in good shape. So for wind capacity, you know, your legs, your knees, your joints, your tendons, for running or whatever you're going to be doing, so that you can function properly. If one thing starts to malfunction, it's going to slow down the progress of your body. You know, so getting back to verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members shall have the same care one to another. And whether one member suffers, all members suffer. Okay? If one person is suffering, it affects everybody. All people are suffering with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. So if one member is honored, we all, because your time is coming. Your time is coming. You just continue to serve and to use your gift and your talent and honor God with what God has given you. You cannot help but be honored. Amen. Okay, with that said, we're going to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading a little bit in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. But before I do that, let me just give you some states about loyalty. Loyalty is the state of being loyal. Being faithful, one who is full of faithfulness and commitment to a cause or a vision. They're steadfast, sticking to one's assignment, committed, their commitment or their obligation. You know, that's so important. See, that brings honor. When you walk in loyalty and you stick to your assignment and you recognize the importance of your assignment in the body of Christ, you bring honor to God, and God will honor you. You know, always go back to that Baptist hymnal. The more you give, the more he gives to you. The more, you know, almost 30 years ago, when I first started prison ministry, one of the first prisons I went into, they would not let me go inside the bars or behind the bars and in the different areas of the cell blocks. Because they thought it was too dangerous. So they had me set me up in a camera with a camera at a desk and told me to teach a lesson and we'll send it to the guys close circuit. That blew me away. I said, I don't know about that. But the Lord said, go ahead on and do it. Little did I know God was getting me ready for what I'm doing now. You know, that seemed so insignificant. I didn't even know whether or not they were going to broadcast it. But by faith, I'd get there. I would study apostles' teachings for that week, and I would teach a lesson on faith, teach a lesson on righteousness, teach a lesson on spirit, soul, and body, you know. And for months, I did that. And then one day, they told me, hey, you can come on in, and we're going to put you and let you see the guys. So I went in, and to my utter amazement, they were just so blessed. Say, hey, how you doing, Brother Calhoun? Because I would introduce myself. I would introduce the ministry. I'd introduce Apostle. You know, I am a member of Word of Life Christian Center under the pastorate of Dr. Leroy Thompson Sr. And so they knew who I was affiliated with. They knew who I was. But they knew what my connection was more so than anything. Because I always put honor and give honor to whom honor is due. Okay? So much for that. Now I'm an instructor in the School of Ministry. Now we're, you know, because of COVID, everything now is streaming online. You know, I'm in my living room, in my house right now, by myself, doing this teaching. You know, some 30 years ago, God was grooming me to do what I'm doing now, because he knew. If I didn't have that training and went through that lesson, me being here would almost say, you know, but I know that through this camera, going on that server, being put out on the website for the Learning Center, students are going to get this lesson. Hundreds of students, thousands of students. You know, it's going to be a blessing. You know, I've seen it done once, and I know it's going to be, you know, I know it's being done now. I get emails, from students. So I get the response, you know, but it's all a part of the train. It's recognizing your assignment. You see, the Bible says that promotion doesn't come from the east. Promotion doesn't come from the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. So when you are faithful, being a faithful steward, committed to what God's called you to do, God will bless you, and he will increase you yet more and more. Not only you and your children. It's going to go on. It's going to be a generational thing. But the blessings are the byproduct. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for the blessings. I thank God my children are blessed. I'm blessed. My wife's blessed. You know, my wife living her dream. My daughter living her dream. My son living their dream. You know, I'm right now ministering to you, living my dream. You know, but God gets the increase, and that's where we want to go from there. Let me make sure I'm finished up here. I said we were going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 7. 1 Corinthians 3 and 7. It says, "Now, so then, neither is he that planted anything, or neither is he that watered, but God that gives the increase." So whether or not God used you to plant, or God is using you to water a seed that's already implanted, you know, yeah, you're important, but don't magnify what you just did, because it's God that gets the increase. So neither is he that planted anything or he that watered it, but God, you know, that's the key that God gets. In other words, you are laborers, are co-laborers together with Christ, co-laborers together with your pastor, your apostle, you know, working in the ministry, fulfilling your role and your purpose. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 8. "Now he that planted and he that watered are one and the same." You know, he's not putting no distinction on one being more significant than the other, because if you plant a seed but nobody waters, that seed could die in the ground. So the watering is just as important as the planting, you know. So wherever your role is in the nurturing of a seed, that role is critical and vital. You know, if you're working in the nursery, you're nurturing some little seeds that's going to grow up to be trees. That's going to grow up to be, they're going to mount up with wings and spread forth as eagles for the Lord. In other words, they're going to go out, and because you have no idea who you're ministering to, what little seed and what you might be implanting into those little ones, that's going to, I mean, there's things people have imparted unto me that has been a blessing, and it's sprouting, and I'm sowing seeds in regards or in reference to the seed that was planted into me. Give you a good example. This past Sunday, I was at a restaurant in the Baton Rouge area, me and my wife and another couple, and as we were sitting down, over in the corner, we recognized a mighty man of God and his family sitting down having lunch. Man of God who had a worldwide ministry. And all of a sudden on the inside of me, and if I get emotional, I'm sorry, but I knew I had to plant a seed, because this man ministered to thousands, millions of people, worldwide ministry. And God has graced me to be in his presence. And for me not to plant would have been a sin. And I said, "Lord, if you give me an opportunity, if you just give me an opportunity, I know it's COVID. I don't want to just walk up. And I know I've heard apostles, you just don't walk up to a man of God minorly, you know, because they have protection and security and what have you. And you want to be respectful." But I said, "If you open a door where he sees me or recognizes or just nods, I'm going to stop him and I'm going to plant." When they were leaving, he walked around our table. He looked at me and he paused. And shook his hand, he reached his hand out, and I said, "Sir, before you leave," and I'm not going to mention his name, I said, you've blessed millions, and it would be wrong for me not to plant into you, and I thank God for an opportunity to sow into your life." So I reached in my pocket, I had a couple of $100 bills, put out a $100 bill, sowed into his life. One of the things that's so very vital is that I want to I want to live what I teach, because it's not gonna have any weight unless you apply it. You know, I heard Apostle say it all the time. Everything I'm teaching to you, I'm living it. I'm having fruit. I remember 30 plus years ago, maybe 35 years ago, this man, after he ministered, I went up to him as a 20-year-old kid with my brand new Bible and asked him to sign my Bible, and he signed it. You know, followed his ministry. You know, but you know, it's recognizing that, you know, you don't know who you might be shaping and who you might be molding. That's so very important that you understand that fact. You know, so whatever your assignment is, there are people who have come to me years later and say how much of a blessing that I have been to them, simply because I stuck with my assignment. I used whatever gifts, whatever talents the Lord had blessed me with to be a blessing to them. All right? Excuse me for a second. Left the handkerchief there. Yeah. I told you I was going to get a little emotional, but hey, that's a good thing. Praise God. Let me move on. Okay, now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we read where God was the one who gives the increase. Verse 8, 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his reward according to his own labors. You know, so labor in your field. Labor in what God has called you to do. That's so very important. All right, verse 9. For he that labored together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Let me read verse 9 again. For we are laborers. We are, all of us are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Now, verse 10 is very important because it sets a foundation. In verse 10, according, this is Paul speaking, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I see apostle as a wise master builder. Apostle Paul was an apostle. Apostle Thompson is an apostle. Apostles have not gone away. Matter of fact, God now is restoring that position to where it needs to be, and I thank God for that. So verse 10 says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me, this is Paul, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builded thereupon. But let every man take heed now how he builded thereupon. For no other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the foundation that you lay, it's got to be a foundation of Jesus Christ, because any other foundation is going to be sinking sand. It's going to crumble. But when you lay down the foundation of Christ and you build upon, this is the key, build upon what you've been taught, what your pastor's been teaching you build upon that. You know, he's given you a foundation. Apostle Thompson has given me a foundation, and I'm building upon that foundation, from a you know, physical and a spiritual sense. You know, building upon that foundation. Amen. All right. For other foundations can no man lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Okay, let me move on. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. Verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Amen? And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So you want to be very careful. I guess what I'm trying to say in my closing minutes here, don't neglect the gift of God that's in you, and make sure you lay a good foundation. You know, it's not about you, but it's about you fulfilling the will of God for your life and recognize the importance. You see, you give honor to God when you walk in your divine calling. There's no greater importance, you know, outside of you being born again and entering from death into life. Your next big assignment that's going to bring fulfillment in your life is fulfilling the will of God for your life. You know, and by doing so, You're enriching and enhancing other people's life. But just make sure how you built upon the foundation that God, through a wise master builder, has put in you. Amen. It says, verse 13 again, for every man's work shall be manifest, and the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide with which he has built whereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. Know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man defile the temple, God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? All right. I want to make sure I'm covering everything. Okay, now let's go down, and I already read the scripture. Okay, let's look at verse 24. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Okay, you honor men, but you glory in God. You know, you honor men. This past Sunday, I honored a man of God. You know, and I thank God for what God has done in his life and will continue to do in their ministry. I thank God for Apostle Thompson, you know, and the good thing about it, I mean, that Sunday I'd already sold into my apostle, even though it was online. So every Sunday, so every Tuesday, every chance I get. So I never neglect the headquarters where God sent me to. But God will send other Sauls across your path, you know. You can sow into those Sauls as the Lord led. When I saw him, I knew I had to sow. And, you know, because now the anointing, the blessing that's on his life can come on my life, you know, so as to enrich me. My teaching is probably even different now than last week because of the seed I sow. You know, because it causes that anointing now to be able to rise up, because it's not about me, but it's about me yielding. And when you obey God, it opens the door for God's goodness, for God's glory to come on the inside. Amen. And let me look at my time. I got about 2 minutes. All right. Excuse me, but I'm full. Glory to God. Verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or apostles or Cephas or the world or life or death, all things present, all things to come, all are yours. Alexis, stop. Got 2 minutes. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Okay, now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Then it says, let a man so count of us as the ministers of Christ. And I thought that was interesting how it continued on with that same things, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful. And this is my conclusion, you know, is being faithful in what God has called you to do. That brings honor. And even though you might seem to feel like you're a feeble member or you insignificant, no, 1,000 times no, you are very much significant. When I was a student sitting in the class where you were, I sat in the back of the class. I was seemed like not even hardly recognized. But I thank God. I just stayed faithful. I stayed faithful in my assignments, faithful to my man of God, you know. And God has blessed me. I don't even want to go into the blessings that I've received in the last 30 years or so following Apostle. But I know my blessing is a direct result of my stewardship, a direct result of my following close. Even though there were times I was hanging on, but I got back in the truck, you know, because I knew God told me this is where I needed to be. Even when my job wanted to promote me and send me to another state, you know, the Lord says, I didn't call you to Kansas, you know, this is where you need to be. You know, stick with your assignment, recognizing that, you know, one plants, one waters, but God is the one that's going to give the increase. and you can't help but be blessed. Amen. We'll continue probably in this vein unless the Lord tells us otherwise next week. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you next week.